You're listening to the HDB podcast, farming news and stories from across the UK. Hello and welcome to this week's HDB podcast. I'm Stuart Baxter and this week we'll be discussing late blight and the research that HDB is involved in to help tackle spread the aggressive strains of blight. I met up with Catherine Hales, who has been leading on the 2019 fight against blight, who gave you some detailed information on what actions can be taken to stamp out the disease. I am now here with Catherine Hales. If you'd just like to introduce yourself, Catherine.
Yeah, so I'm Catherine Hales. I'm Knowledge Transfer Officer in Potatoes, and one of my main focuses is running the Fight Against Blight programme.
So for anyone who doesn't know, what exactly is the Fight Against Blight campaign?
So Fight Against Blight is a free service run by AHDB that allows growers to send in samples of crop that are affected by blight. So the Fight Against Blight service has been reporting blight outbreaks for the last 10 years or so. Samples are collected on a voluntary basis by our team of blight scouts, and they're members of the industry who are regularly walking potato fields during the season. Samples are processed to confirm that they are blight, and then the outbreaks are shown on the Fight Against Blight map on the website.
So people generally send in their samples and they get tested and then come back and find out whether...
Yeah, exactly. So the samples are sent in generally from leaves that look to be affected by blight. They're tested to confirm that they definitely are blight, and once they're confirmed, then they're shown on the map as confirmed blight in that location.
So how successful has that been over the sort of 10-year period, you know, in terms of numbers and things?
So Fight Against Blight has been really successful. We generally get in lots of samples during the year.
So in terms of last year, we were looking at a different number or different blight year in terms of the weather. So how did that affect the number of outbreaks or samples that we had in?
Yeah, so 2018 was a very unusual season, obviously, with the weather. We had the very cold start to the year, which stopped blight early on, and then the hot, dry weather from May to July suppressed blight again during that summer period. We did see some localised blight, particularly later in the year, August and September, but overall the number of samples that we had was much lower than in 2017.
So what did that mean in terms of the strains of blight that we had? How did that work?
Yeah, so the limited number of samples that we got still revealed a change in the population of the late blight lineages. So the number of samples of the 37A2 lineage, the one that's insensitive to cloazonam, actually dropped slightly. But the number of isolates that we had of the new genotype, the 36A2 lineages, rose from 2% in 2017 up to 18% in 2018.
So there's been a big jump in that.
Yeah, obviously we do have to take into account the fact that it was a really small number of samples received, so you can get sample size errors associated with that, but it does seem that 36A2 had established itself, particularly in the east.
Okay, so for anybody listening who might not be aware of it, what are 36 and 37A2?
Yeah, so these are just different strains of blight, and the different strains of blight can be more aggressive or less aggressive, and also they can show different sensitivities to the fungicides we have out there. So it's important to monitor these strains of blight to understand which ones are having effect in which part of the country.
Okay, and it can affect anybody, I guess, really, whether you're growing potatoes in a garden, say, in an allotment, and out on the field in a much larger commercial scale.
Yeah, absolutely. So blight can come from a number of different places, and actually quite often early season blight can come from cool piles or outgrade piles that aren't being fully controlled. So it's really important to control these sources of blight early in the season to try and stop the spread.
So, I mean, I guess you kind of answered my question already, but anybody can join the fight against blight then?
Absolutely. The more samples we have in, the better representation that we have of the country. So we want to try and get as many samples in from as many different areas as possible to understand how these lineages are changing over the country.
But aren't we moving into a season this year where people can get the genotyping done a bit quicker, is that correct?
Yeah, so there's been a new contract that's been put out to continue the Fight Against Blight service running from 2019. And once this contract has gone through and is fully approved, that will allow growers to submit samples for analysis for this coming season. And this new research proposal, AHDB is supporting a new provision for in-season genotyping. So this is where the samples will be able to be processed and tested to see what genotype it is, and hopefully get a much quicker turnaround.
From an AHDB point of view, it's a massive shift, I guess, really. So what does this mean for the AHDB research?
Yeah, so what we're trying to do is trying to build up a really full picture of the genotypes that we have in England, and also what's coming over from continental Europe. So if we can try and get quicker genotyping, we can understand throughout the season, rather than wait until the end of the season, what lineages we have and when they've come over from continental Europe.
So with the new strains of blight that we've got, with the A36 and A37, what does this mean in terms of our research? What are we doing to actually try and combat those?
So last year was the first year that we did some fungicide sensitivity testing as part of Fight Against Blight. So this was taking some of the strains of blight and testing them against a range of different actives. We're going to continue that for the 2019 season and hopefully expand that slightly so we can test a greater number of strains and hopefully try and build up a picture of which strains show sensitivity to which fungicides, so enable growers to make the best management decisions they can.
So for anybody listening who is keen to become part of it, or is, I suppose, in any way concerned and wants to help, what can they do? What's the best actions?
Yeah, so if you grow potatoes or you're an advisor, an agronomist, and want to support the Fight Against Blight service, you can register on AHDB's Fight Against Blight website to become a Blight Scout. So the samples that we get in are crucial to understanding the genotypes that cause late blight, and they're a direct benefit to the Blight Scouts that send in the samples and the wider industry to help improve growers' blight management practices.
Thank you to Catherine for her time there. Links to all of the information discussed in today's podcast can be found in the notes section of this episode. And don't forget, if you'd like to become a Blight Scout yourself, you can join the fight against blight by going to blight.ahdb.org.uk or simply typing Fight Against Blight into your search engine. In the next edition of the AHDB podcast, we'll be focusing on environmental permitting for livestock production. We'll hear from AHDB's Emma Slater, as well as Mella Waite and Alison Frogley from the Environmental Agency. They'll be explaining the current permitting regulations and what the changes being introduced mean for pig farmers. Thanks for listening, everyone. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button.